One, two, one, two. La 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 la. Around the ragged rock, the ragged rascal ran.
We are, son. Got your levels. Yes. Right, here we go.
Ready, count down. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the XNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Welcome everybody to the Action Isle Premier League podcast, episode 3 on series 5, 4?
Episode 3. It's not what's last week's one.
We relived the great Baymax quiz from series 4.
Was it that?
Series 3. What series are you on?
Season 5
we're on.
Yeah. So does that count as an episode?
Counts as an episode, Al. The week's rolled on by, sir.
I thought it was the fourth one.
No. Oh, it's like, you know, like...
Of course, because we only had one quiz, didn't
we? Yeah, it was like your California Dreams or Saved by the Bell, when they reminisce, you know?
Yeah, Simpsons do it, yeah.
Yeah, Simpsons do it, there we are.
Basically, they run out of ideas.
Yeah, basically, that's what happened last week.
Surf dudes with attitudes, kind of groovy, laid-back dudes.
What? Is it dudes?
Laid-back. Skybursts and willow, good vibrations, feeling mellow. Don't wake me up.
Beautiful. What a program.
What a program.
You repeat these things.
Oh, what a program.
Kids nowadays, I tell you what. Ridiculous.
I was flicking through the channels the other day.
Why?
Flicking through the channels. I don't know what channel it was. Afternoon, Saved by the Bell.
No, was it?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell on.
Was it?
I had enough today, Al, of these Disney Junior. I've had enough of it. So I went on the thing and I was watching Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel.
With the little one, because she...
Who likes orange soda?
I do. But enough for these programmes. I'm just getting older now. She's coming out with all them cartoons a little bit, you know, progressed
well,
a bit.
Funny enough, right, this week, I got this awesome He-Man t-shirt, Skeletor t-shirt, and it says make Eternia great again. Hang it up. My little girl goes in my room and she says, Daddy, why you got them so many supermarket guy?
Is it
a Skeletor dance, babe. Oh yeah, it's funny, is he dancing?
He doesn't dance, love.
I said, no, it's a cartoon, babe. It's called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I said, oh, can we watch it? I said, of course we can watch it. So all this week we're watching Boom. He-Man Masters of the Universe on Netflix, and now she's a massive Doctor Who fan.
Only four,
and she, every day we're watching He-Man and Doctor Who. I'm happy as picking shit, I am.
Fucking night, sir. You're right. But yes, we are a Premier League, we are a football podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But we mix it in with a bit of life, Al, don't we? You know what I mean? There's no rules on the Ash and Al Premier League podcast. No rules at all.
Only one rule. Have fun.
Yes, have a bit of fun. No rules.
One rule. Be excellent.
No rules. Be surprised to hear. No script. No script, ladies and gentlemen. We make all this up on the spot.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We're on v2football.com and we are, of course, sponsored by artoffootball.com. Now, if you haven't been on their website, get on it, artoffootball.com, as you said, because they're handcrafted designs that emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from the one magical kick of the football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt, like any good piece of art,
well,
Alex, you're wearing
my
one
Steve
there, they are exclusive and complete.
Steve Bull t-shirt.
And because they are sponsors, if you enter the promo code Ash and Al, the and symbol, when you're checking out, you get a 10.
So it's Ash and Al and symbol.
No, Ash, the and symbol,
Ash Al. The and symbol. So we got about Ash and
Al.
Al.
Ash the and squeal. Al.
Right, okay, so it's not Ash the symbol. Al.
No, you don't say the symbol. It's right. Not the artist form you know as symbol. Prince. Symbol. Whatever the fuck it is.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
Anyway, just put in Ash and Al.
Ash and Al.
if you enter the squiggle, you're going to get lucky. You're going to get 10% off.
What you say?
10% off your orders, ladies and gentlemen. So get on there. They're obviously, if you want to see their designs, get on their website, on their Twitter.
Oh, I'm going to get in my
Facebook, Instagram.
My podcast position.
Podcast position. Legs akimbo. It's all hanging out, ladies and gentlemen.
Loosened up.
He's got his headband in. Oh, he looks like a old Patrick Berger, eh? Fair does. Sip the tea, wait a minute.
Oh. I've got to tell you what, son. If I see myself in the mirror, I won't want to fuck myself. You know, because I am sexy.
You are, son. You are. There's no denying it. No denying it at all.
Oh.
But, yes, yeah, so I suppose...
David Boy's on TV.
Is he on TV? Is he? Well, he needs something to keep him going, doesn't he? Although he's staying at Sunderland, isn't he?
Apparently so, yeah.
News coming out this week.
Poor bastards.
Bit of news here. What else in the football news? Anything this week?
Sunderland
staying at... Well,
Ryan Giggs is one of the favourites to be the next Middlesbrough manager.
Is he really?
Yeah.
In the Championship? I don't know. Depends. Gibson always backs his managers, gives him a little bit of money to spend.
I don't know who I would like.
But, yeah, go on.
Alan Pardew.
Oh, fuck
off. I know it's controversial,
fuck
have
off,
you said?
Fuck
I know it's controversial, but...
Fuck off. Who going to have his assistant? Patrick Keelty? Huh? Is that who going to have? Is it?
Oh, that can't be tits.
But, yes, no other news, really, from the... What else? There was something.
Yeah, it was something.
I can't remember now.
It was something,
Who was it?
See?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, no script at all.
We don't script this, ladies and gentlemen. Not a lot of news in the Premier League.
No.
Bit of news in the Football League.
Bit of news, yeah.
Who was it? Obviously, the playoffs are happening.
Well, we can talk about Newcastle and Brighton, because they'll be Premier
they'll
League
be
next
Premier
season.
Premier League, yes.
Shocking news today, Blackburn Rovers being relegated.
Gone, yeah,
to
they
league,
were, used to be Premier League. Used to be Premier League.
That's not right. Long ago, 2007. 2012.
Indeed.
The Premiership League, they got relegated.
Indeed it was. And of course, Gillingham suspended their striker Rory Donnelly, of course.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
So, why?
Not sure the reason, but obviously relationships are broken down, so... He's looking forward for a new club when the transfer window opens in the summer. Well, anyway, let's get back to the Premier League games, ladies and gentlemen.
He looks young, doesn't he?
He does.
Almost underage.
He Anyway, we had a Friday night game this week, Al.
Friday night soccer.
Under the lights. At the Bobby Moore.
Where, Rachel Riley's, Countdown's very own Rachel Riley, literally said on air that Tottenham bottled it.
Hey, everyone's saying it, everyone's thinking it, so what's, you know, come on now.
Although you can't bottle it if you're not in the lead.
No, that's right, I suppose that's fair enough, isn't it? But she called it, nothing wrong with it, Rachel, don't defend yourself.
Hey, if she's going to say it, I'm going to listen.
Yeah, okay, well, say it, innit? Because, of course, they lost to West Ham at the Sir Bobby Moore Stadium.
Sir Bobby Moore.
Lanzini with a goal.
Scored in the... Ray Winston end,
it was, yeah that's right. Bit of a, what was it, just outside the 6-yard box, just fell to him and he smashed it home. But he's got 9 goals now in 14 London derbies. And Spurs, although they are the eternal bottle jobs, since start of last season, 147, maximum break of of points in the Premier League. More 50 more than anyone else. In
maybe
the last
next season they can actually go all the way.
Well,
not a chance because they're playing in Wembley.
Playing in Wembley.
So Tottenham in Championship.
Well, so I've got a plan. If anyone there, Daniel Levy, you've listened to this, and he probably is because he loves us, his only way of winning games at Wembley is to get the only man who scores every time he plays at Wembley, Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
Scores every time.
Yeah.
Isn't he? And, of course, gives us a song to say, Jesse, paint a picture of how it's going to be. Lovely song.
Time for Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, God.
So I can score at Wembley.
Yes. Spurs is your song. Get it chanted now. Last game at White Hart Lane against Man United.
I'll be off to Wembley in July.
Are you?
Yeah.
You playing, son?
I'm not playing there. Hopefully I'll be playing a couple of bongos later, but I'm off to see Adele.
No, Adele.
Yeah.
She's Spursy.
Yeah,
Spurs are taking over Wembley.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah. She called me up. She hello! Who do you want? Someone on the other side. The other side of what? Jesus. I thought this has all ended between you and I. You know? Found someone new.
She keeps selling tables, son.
Yeah, she's chasing pavements. All the time, she's a crazy bitch. She's chasing the pavements.
Foul mouth bitch is what she is, son.
Every fucking Sunday night, she tries to set fire to the roof. Every Sunday. You don't ever can't set fire to the rain.
You don't get this anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, so West Ham, 1-0 winners, 12th position in the Premier League, safe and sound. Tottenham still second, obviously. And obviously we'll go to Manchester for the next one on the Saturday early kick-off.
Manchester, 5-0.
5-0
against Crystal Palace.
Silva, Company, De Bruyne, Sterling, Otamendi, 5 different scorers for Man City. Mm. Obviously Jesus is back. Made a great return. Made a great return. Company now, 2 goals in 4 games he scored for Man City.
Yeah.
So a scoring machine, as many as the last 42, 43 games he's played or something. And De Bruyne are now involved in 19 goals, 5 goals and 14 assists in the season, which I think is the most of anyone.
They finished third, I think.
I think Liverpool.
Be Chelsea, Tottenham.
They've got a game over Liverpool, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, everybody has. Man,
you got 2, haven't you? Oh, no, yeah. They got 1 now because they played.
Villa, not Villa, what they called that?
Villa?
Arsenal. Got quite a lot.
Arsenal got 2. Oh. But obviously, they stay in 4th, keeping obviously the heat on Liverpool. Crystal Palace felt that, you know, they lost last week as well, didn't they? I think?
Yeah, they safe, haven't they?
Well, they're not completely out of it. Would have thought they will be. Do they think they've got... who they got next week? They might have Hull next week, is it?
Hull.
Oh, they got Hull once. So, anyway, they're 16th. two teams, really move on again. Because, you know... Pep, what do we say about Pep? Because he has... You know, they're playing well now and winning games again. They're playing better now than they were at the start of the season, obviously. Yeah. When even though they did win, what they win, you know, 9 in a row or 10 in a row, whatever it was, they never looked convincing in half of them victories. But now they do look a lot more solid, especially since obviously Caballero is in goals.
Willie Caballero, Caballero,
and Campion back.
Yeah, was it this week? Done his carving, the old Claudio Bravo.
Has he done his carving?
Yeah, done his carving.
Is he?
Great news for Man City.
Great news for Man City. Fans cheering. Pep's probably even cheering. So he doesn't look like a fool and he's going to leave him out every week when he's fit. But yeah, credit's due at the moment. Pep, he seems to be getting to grips with the Premier League a little bit now. A bit more. And with his players. And coming up with a system that he wants to play with them. So they're going to need some signings. A lot of signings in the summer. Because I think there's about... Good five.
Well, after I read today,
I didn't see. I know it was a good 5 or 6 who's going to be out of contract.
Oh, Kyle Walker, didn't he?
Kyle Walker, yeah. Could be on because apparently relations with him and Potch are sort of thing.
I heard a couple of weird stories. Man United planning a 55 million bid for Sergio Aguero.
Yeah, see, that's not going to happen.
Can't see that happen.
That's not going to happen. Same as it was Joe Hart was linked with Man U as well.
Yeah, Man U. Yeah, Robin would have Man United.
Yeah.
As it was Jan Oblak from Athletic Madrid.
Yeah, that was a rumour today, wasn't it? In the PR buzz.
To replace David Hay.
David Hay. But yeah, we'll move on to the South Coast. Danny Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
It's a Desmond son. We've got first Desmond of the day we had.
2-2.
Desmond, 2-2. Bournemouth and Stoke. Stanislav and Shawcross own goal for Bournemouth. Mousset and Diouf. Ex-Man United and Blackburn Rovers superstar. Where did he play out in Germany? Hamburg, isn't it? Hamburg? Or Schalke? Diouf, Mama Baba Doyol.
Mama Baba Doyol. I don't know. Yeah, usually Hamburg, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
Schalke? Maybe Schalke?
Maybe Schalke. It could be. I don't know. We'll have to look that up, son. But Stoke's first away goals for over 10 hours.
I think you're right, Hamburg.
Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, their first away goals for over 10 hours. They've been on a bit of a dodgy run of form, Stoke.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they pulled away from the relegation zone earlier. Plenty safe. 13th in the league. Bournemouth up to 11th. No surprise they pick up another point when Wilshere's not nowhere near the side.
Yeah.
Injured now, of course.
Well, they'd be glad next season he won't be there.
Well, you hope so. You hope he's not silly enough to try and stick a bit in.
Him going somewhere.
Where's that?
No. Abroad, somewhere abroad.
Oh, Christ, man.
Somewhere like China, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
He might as well get a payday before his legs completely go, yeah, like.
Yeah, Bournemouth want John Terry and Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah, I mean, he's linked with Stoke as well, John Terry. Yeah. Linked with Stoke. So, I don't know, Eddie Howe. They're going to need a few signings. But hopefully they won't go anywhere near Wilshere.
I hope not.
He doesn't deserve to play in the Championship the way he's been the last few years.
This Friday, we've got two Friday games. Yeah.
Are we?
I shit thee nay.
Two Friday night games.
Wednesday, we've got Southampton and Arsenal. Friday the 12th, we've got Everton versus Watford. West Bromwich Albion versus Chelsea.
And that's on the Sky.
That's on the Sky. Saturday, the 13th of May, Man City, Leicester, Bournemouth, Burnley, Borough, Southampton, Sunderland, Swansea, Stoke and Arsenal. And then Sunday, then Crystal Palace, Hull City, West Ham, Liverpool, Tottenham versus Man U.
Oh, yeah, last game at White Hart Lane.
Yeah, last game at White Hart Lane. They won a last in the derby, didn't they? They won a 2-0.
Did they, yeah?
Yeah, they were 2-0, didn't they?
Can't remember now.
It was last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Of course he did, yeah.
Yeah.
He's right now.
Right,
son, you're right.
And Chelsea Watford then finished the week. Oh, we got Tuesday. Jesus, there's loads of football.
So, kicking off now, we've got catching up with the games in hand, because the last
Arsenal
one the week after then, isn't
it? I thought they just had Arsenal Sunderland play.
Oh, God knows.
Oh, Arsenal Southampton.
God knows. Gordon's alive.
Gordon's alive. Man City. Oh, it's like more or less football every single other day.
That's it now for the next 2 weeks.
Southampton, Man City, Man United.
Next and 2 weeks.
Leicester Tottenham on the 18th and then the last game of the season, 21st of May.
21st. All kicking off at the same time, obviously. But yeah, so just a so-so draw, a bit of entertainment, four goals in a game. Both teams safe, neither team's going to threaten, higher echelons, really, top half, really. And then who should we go to? We go to Burnley, another Desmond Al. Another Desmond of the day.
Oh, look at that, son. I just seen you tweeted a picture of us.
Yeah, tweeted a picture of our trophy.
You could have edited out the toys on the floor, couldn't you?
No, man. Everyone likes a bit of fun, don't they? The Beer Mat Quiz Trophy, ladies and gentlemen. The
famous Beer Mat Quiz Trophy has arrived past. Mine as well soon be engraved.
Get on our Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at National Podcasts, and you'll see it all. Give us a follow, why not? Burnley, they battled hard to a 2-2 draw with West Bromwich Albion. Sam Vokes. Sam Vokes, prolific as ever, with two goals. Solomon Rondon with a goal for West Brom and Craig Dawson. And it's Rondon's first goal since December.
Is it really?
Yeah, since he scored hat-trick against Swansea, it was. And six of the last eight Premier League goals have been scored by defenders, West Brom. Well, obviously Dawson with one yesterday. But West Brom staying eighth. Again, they're not going anywhere higher or lower than that. And Burnley 14th. Solid home point. Obviously missing Joey Barton.
Yeah, Joey.
Joey Barton. But yeah, so,
Yeah, he's suspended for 18 months, isn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah, but they did sign a Spanish player the same day. Did they? Jose Barton. Yeah.
But
who's actually signed an 18-month contract?
Is it?
Yeah,
that's coincidence.
Was it Baton?
It's a coincidence, isn't it? You get these games now, though. Like they don't mean nothing now, do they?
Nah.
Like we had the one before Bournemouth and Stoke.
Pointless games, no.
They are. Well, no, they had a point. They all had a point, really. Snorted like a pig, innit? I don't think they've done that for
a few
years. That's it. Welcome to the last ever Arsenal Premier League pod. I'll finish the show because I'm a professional, and that's it, Al. Don't see me again, son.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
you want me to do garden for you?
Yes, yeah, true enough. Anyway, we move on to a battle down the bottom. And this one meant a little something. Hull at home as well. He's finally lost the game at home, Al.
Oh, yeah,
Marco Silva, 2-0 to Sunderland. Billy Jones, Jermaine Defoe, player, motherfucker.
Ah, Jermaine Defoe.
Jermaine Defoe.
With he's his come in, he scored.
With his
Lord, Jermaine Defoe.
First goal in over 1,000 minutes. He don't give a fuck. But Sunderland remain 20th. Catching middle for fast though. Hull in 18th, and obviously that loss, not picking up even a single point, had consequences that we'll talk about after when we see the other results. But yes.
Pass the half time kazoo.
What do you want, son? What do you want?
The half time kazoo.
The half time kazoo. Where have you got it, son?
There it is, sir.
There we are. Nice and prepared. Nice and prepared. But yeah, as you said, was it three years?
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years home game undefeated. It's all going tits up, son. The bubbles burst. Marco Silva. And they're going down now, apparently. Everyone says they're going down now. That's it. They're gone now. Come on. You know what I mean? Swansea still got to pick up a lot of points.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's dropped his kazoo, ladies and gentlemen. He can't pick it up.
Well, obviously Sunderland and Swansea and Hull will go down.
Sunderland.
Barrow will...
Barrow still can get out of it, son. They can still get out of it.
Hey, 37 points we can get.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yes.
Maximum we can get 37 points. Hull's going only 35. They lose the next game. So Swansea lose the next game. Barrow wins.
Son. You're safe.
Boom. We almost beat Man City. We went for that cheating bastards.
Spot on, son. Spot on,
so
yeah.
We can do it.
Of course you can.
Do a son.
Too right, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And then our last game before half time. Leicester City 3, Watford 0. Leicester up to 9th now, Al. Flown up to top half now. Top half. And Didi, Mahrez and Albrighton for Leicester. Mahrez now scored his last three times when they've played Watford. Loves the game against Watford. Yeah. Loves putting it in against the Elfrid boys.
Really, if they keep Shakespeare.
Well, you know.
You would think they would, wouldn't you, after the performance this season?
As his sister says, stay.
Yeah.
You know. Slow burner, ladies and gentlemen. Think
slow
about
burner,
it.
Slow burner, yeah. If you're old enough to remember. It was 92 that came out, son.
Was it 92? Yeah. Oh, I don't know, son. Jesus.
You better hope and pray that you make it safe into your own world.
It's the best bit of this song when it kicks in.
Stay with me. That's what she did, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. You're not so good on the high notes, huh?
Oh, no.
You first on the rocks, son. Better with the
first
rocks.
First thing though. In the morning, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, first thing. My voice is all funny in the I'm really high in the. But yeah, I'm stay with me.
You've made that song your own, there.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I loved it.
You better hope and pray.
Where's my golden buzzer? Where's my golden buzzer, son? but talking of Shakespeare, is the fourth manager to win his first 5 Premier League home games. After Al, have a guess, son. Have a guess who the other three were.
Marco Silva.
No. No.
Well, it should be.
Five Premier League games, though. First five home Premier League games.
Didn't Marco Silva win his first 5 home Premier League games?
Take him out. There's another 3, probably. We'll check that. No, he wouldn't have, son. Didn't. No, he didn't.
Jose Mourinho.
No.
Pep Guardiola.
No.
No.
No. This hasn't turned out as I thought it might. No. This is unbelievable. We haven't named one of them.
Steve Bruce.
No.
Mark Hughes.
No.
Alan Pardew.
No. If you're playing along now, ladies and gentlemen, pause it because the answers will be coming soon. Look away now.
Florian Rainey.
No.
What's his name? Pochettino.
Pochettino, Tottenham?
Yeah.
No.
Claude Puel.
Who?
Claude Puel.
No. No.
Tony Pulis.
No. Tony Pulis.
Tony Pulis. I watch more, many. One of the cool man chips.
No. No.
Alex Ferguson.
No.
Kevin Keegan.
No. Come on, son.
Roberto Martinez.
No.
Michael Laudrup.
No. 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 Manuel Pellegrini?
Manuel Pellegrini is going to say that.
You loved your next one. Yeah, I could see it. I only took your time. Sven Goran Eriksson.
I said Sven Goran Eriksson.
Didn't.
La 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 la. No, I didn't.
And Carlo Ancelotti.
I said Carlo Ancelotti.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I said that.
But there we are. A bit of trivia.
Yeah, I said okay.
That's why you didn't hear it. Bit of trivia for you there, ladies and gentlemen.
You reverse that back. All right. Play it back later.
Yeah.
Put a sound on it. You clearly hear me saying Carlo Ancelotti.
There we are. All right, son. I'll play it back later.
And the other one, which I've forgotten.
Pellegrini, son. Pellegrini. Is that wine or cheese? Wine, huh? Don't know.
Pellegrini, yeah. No, it was a man, isn't it?
It's a man. You're right, Al. It was a man. I got confused then. and that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to half time. Yeah. Oh. Go on. Well, that was the half-time. That was the half-time kazoo for the Premier League review. If you never listened to us before, Legion, we love a song on a kazoo. What can we say?
We love a song anyway.
We love a song anyway.
We love a song. I'm going to use this kazoo now.
Yeah. Don't.
As a straw.
Don't use it as a straw. It won't work, son. Oh. Sounds different, son.
That's for Star Wars. That is, it's the Star Wars Cantina, celebrate the 4th of May.
Yeah.
Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars Day to anyone out there.
Fourth, happy later. Star Wars Day, 4th of May, and happy Revenge of the 5th.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, all very good. But yes, as it's half time, we do a bit of.
Oh, it's fucked. It's fucked.
Oh, you've broken it off. God's sake, you fucked it up.
Oh, fucked up the half time kazoo there.
Oh, well, you're going to have to get another one for next week, no? How are we going to start the second half of our review after? I don't know. He's broken it, lizard. He's gone red in the face with all this blowing now.
That's my magic.
Oh, he's got a back. Oh, he's got a backup, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a backup, but yes, that is his out. Go with it again. Oh, bit of Turner, bit of like a Tina Turner, sir.
Nah, it's just Tina Turner.
Just Tina. Just Tina.
I can turn a corner.
That was post slap, that wasn't it?
Huh?
Post the slap, I think. He used to slap her back, didn't he? Oh,
Huh? What, Ike used to slap Tina?
Yeah!
Let's not get dark on the podcast, huh?
No,
it's not. Everybody's seen what I've got to do with it.
That's. I love your taste. But anyway, as it is half time, we like to do a bit of shameless plug in. With our old friend, he's back again, ladies and gentlemen.
Guess who's back? Seamus Black.
Seamus is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Seamus Black. Hello now, boys. How are you doing,
boys? Hello, Seamus. You taking these tablets this week?
I've taken a few now, boys. I'll be honest with you. I might have pop a few now as I go through my... This is the only bit of the shoulder.
You got an addiction, popping addiction now?
I tell you now, I'll be shaking like a fucking... Like a snake, son. Rattling like a
shaking like a shitting dog.
I'll be rattling like a snake when I leave this house now. No doubt about it, boys. Off my face, please. Off my face. I love it, though. I can't get enough of it. The only thing is the come down,
boys. You'll be shaking like a raspberry ripple having a seizure.
And I tell that now. You know, the come downs, I can't cope with the come downs. I can't do it. As you know as well, boys. It's I'm getting too old, but I love the highs so much, you know.
Well, you know. Being me, being a former heroin addict.
You know yourself, pal. I mean, I got so high one day, I didn't even remember what I was doing. And I woke up the next morning, I looked at my wrist, I had the gayest little light blue tattoo you've ever seen in your life. I don't know if you've ever done that yourself, mate.
What the fuck have I done here? Oh, but anyways. Enough of the laughs, boys. I'm not here for that, no.
You have to tweet that picture out, Seamus.
I'll see if I can... See if I... but anyway, yes, I'm here to talk about you boys, of course, and on the V2Football.com, boys. And if no one's been on there, check out their website now, because you've got superb articles now, and interviews, and podcasts. And there's a few interviews going on there this week now. One from the ex-Liverpool and Bristol Rovers, I believe, Nick Tanner.
Oh, you know Nick Tanner, everyone.
Great little chat now. He was on the 72 show a few weeks ago now, or last week even, and now you can either, you can listen to the 72 show if you want, or you can just listen to the Nick Tanner interview. It's up to you guys. Another two then is from your show, Cut Buys, a few weeks ago now. You had the referee, Jeff the Ref Winter now, boys.
Jeff the Winters.
And Dean the Flash Gordon.
Ah!
Who was on your show, boys, talking about the batter and what happened. You know.
Legend.
So you can check out their interviews as well, who was just on there. Or you can go back and check out the boys' previous podcast.
Or
now.
You could do fuck all.
Or you could do fuck all, boys. Just listen to this, boys. No matter. And tune in next week as well. But if, you know, them interviews, check them out. Also, as we said, the other podcast now, you've got the 72 show, All Things Football League, boys. So check all that out. You've got the Hipster's Guide to Europe and all that as well. Is there any other podcast? The V2 Football podcast, which I don't think there was an episode this week because the boys were pretty busy. Pretty busy. I mean, anyone think there's a fucking election coming up, boys?
I know.
But there we go, anyway. And then, I think that's it for me, boys. Obviously, Ash now, I'll hand it back to him, and he tells you about the art of football. Of course, your sponsor's boys, because he knows all the details, you know. And I'll see you next week, boys. I'll see you next week, boys.
Seamus. You take care of yourself.
Ta-ra, boys, now. Ta-ra. Ta-ra, Seamus. Ta-ra, now. There he goes. Well, nice to have him back. Nice to have her back. He's right about that tattoo. I didn't like to say, but what about gay, you know? Have you seen it, Alan? You must have seen it, obviously.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I've seen it. Seen it for the past 10 years.
But anyway, ladies, as Seamus said, you are of course sponsored. We are of course sponsored by artoffootball.com. And if you haven't been on there, as we said before, you know, they're absolutely amazing. Prints and t-shirts and hoodies and all the rest of it, anything you can imagine, really. If they haven't got it, ask them. They'll get it, without a doubt. So as we said, handcrafted designs that emulate the beauty of those split-second moments in the football games, the moments that you don't forget as they capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from the one magical kick of a football. And of course, they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or print, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original, like Alex's Steve Bull one there from the Wolves. So, as I said, artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter. Find them, search them on Facebook, Instagram. And for an exclusive Arsenal 10% discount, fill your basket up, enter the promo code Ash and Al. Ash, the and squiggle, Al. For 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. So, get on it, fill your basket, and do what you've got to do. Make yourself a man cave, yes, and fill it up with these beautiful prints, these special moments.
Beautiful,
you know what I mean? You know, most clubs in the country, as well as international sides, England, blah blah blah. You know, get on it.
Fill your man cave up. Get on it like a car bonnet.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen. So do that. but yes, so there we are, and we'll move on now. Before we get on to the second half of the review, I think we'll have to get hold of our old mate, Roy Hodgson.
Oh, okay.
Roy Hodgson. And, because we found out later, I mean, last series we started this because we were inundated with thousands and thousands of letters asking, well, you know, what's happening to him? What's happening to Roy Hodgson? Well, we found out for you, ladies and gentlemen, last season. And we continue with this season because everyone still wants to know what's happening with Roy. So, let's hope he's there on the end of the line. As we say, Roy, where are you now?
Where are you? Where are you? Come on!
Oh, well, boys, I'm currently in Wimbledon renting a video.
Oh, we are, thank you very much, Roy.
See you next week, is it?
Yes, yes, here from you next week. Rumbles. Oh, been there for a few years.
Yeah.
Still going.
I wonder if it's in Rockford.
Got to be in Rockford, isn't it? Should have asked him, shouldn't
we? Should have.
Should have. We'll ask him next week. We'll ask him next week.
Look at this, Ash. I've just turned on Sky Sports Mix. I'm watching Minnesota versus Kansas City in soccer.
In soccer?
I didn't know Minnesota had a soccer team in the MLS.
Yeah.
So this is new team of the season, isn't it? With Atlanta.
It could well be. Could well. I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. I'm not quite sure. But it could be. They're in the red, are they? Yeah.
Minnesota.
That's a goalkeeper,
huh?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, Minnesota.
More,
so it must be red, yeah.
Must be red. But yeah, so there we are. Rumblers, didn't even know
this. Rumblers renting a radio. Roy couldn't say it like that, could he?
He couldn't say it like that. But, so, there we are. I think we'll kick off with the second half of the review.
Hey!
Fade out, there, did my own fade out. That's good, son. Proper 80s, son. I got it, because I downloaded it. I got the Apple Music, is it? Whatever it is. I see 6 months free, innit?
Oh, yeah.
And I downloaded 80s Greatest Hits, Volume 2. So there's a few dodgy ones on there.
Oh, yeah.
100 of them, though. 100 hits, son. And everyone's got a fade out on that. And then you listen to some of the modern ones, you just don't have it.
No fade out.
You missed the fade out, son. You'd miss
missed
it.
Missed the fade out.
You know what I mean? You do, it's just
a... Well, I put the Greatest Power Ballad album on my iPod.
Oh, why?
You know, the my three discs spectacular I did in the car.
Yes.
Obviously, my new car doesn't have CD players in.
No.
These new cars, you've got to pay extra for CD players.
I'm fucking joking.
It's all MP3s and touchscreen shite.
Not everyone's got an
MP3s. I know, lucky enough, but it's taken me a year to
put it on there.
Find the CD, put them on there, son. Oh, it's fucking... Gold, son. Gold. I don't big myself up, but I'm fucking spectacular making mix CDs.
You are, son. Always love the Christmas album.
Oh, world's greatest Christmas album in the universe ever.
Every year, ladies and gentlemen. It's always updated every year, ladies and gentlemen.
Updated, I guarantee
you. We'll sell it this year. The Ashenall Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we've got the rights.
I don't think so. Some of them we might. Or Bing.
If we sing them,
yeah.
would we get away with that?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, the ones I used to know. Hey, me and you could do Little Drummer Boy.
Oh.
And then we could sing the song. Hey! What a bunch. Hey, we could do, what's it called? Another rock and roll Christmas.
Shake, is it?
Is it? Shake you as snow is falling.
Oh, that's it. All around. That's it.
Jules are playing. Empton.
Tune of the day today, Al, son.
What was it?
Last time it was, who was it? Frank Sinatra, My Way, I said. I was belting out. Today, I had to go do a dump run, son.
What, went to the toilet?
Yeah. Took a car.
That must have been a big shit.
It was Elvis Presley, son.
What was it?
If I Can Dream.
Oh, tune.
It was bouncing.
Oh, what a tune, son.
Bouncing in the Duke, son.
One of my favourite Elvis tracks, that is.
Quality, innit?
That and American Trilogy.
It's quality. You go with it, son. You go with it.
If I can breathe, in the we have to get it back on the show.
We'll have to get it back.
Sing it.
Well, he's been inundated with the classes, I know that. That was in...
it's Kung Fu.
King Fu karate, King Fu tenant. But yes, we'll crack on with the games. Only three to look through now. The evening kick-off on Saturday.
It was a goalkeeper. It was right in red.
It was a goalkeeper.
Yeah, Minnesota was in grey.
Oh, there we are, look.
Goalkeeper had a broken nose, look at
Steve Bruce wannabe, son. Yeah. Steve Bruce wannabe.
I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to really look like Steve Bruce.
You see him this week, all the cuts on his face?
No, what's he doing?
Surgery or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's surgery.
What, for to reduce his nose?
To make his head bigger so it doesn't look so bad. But yes, we'll go down to the Liberty Stadium with Swansea.
Just across the road.
Just across the road for us, ladies and gentlemen. We are based in Swansea, Ashenall Towers. Swansea 1, Everton 0. Llorente with the winner. Everton's first defeat in Wales since 1956. But anyway, they probably only played about five times.
It's
nothing to show the world. Yeah. But Everton stay seventh, where they'll stay for the rest of the season. But Swansea get out of that bottom three. Because, of course, we said Hull lost to Sunderland, and they are 17th now. 1 point ahead of Hull, is it? I think.
Yes, 1 point.
Which is, at this stage of the season, 2 games to go for Hull and Swansea. Absolutely crucial now. Because Swansea, who have they got up next? I'm not sure we said earlier. I know they got West Brom last at home. You might look at that and think, well, West Brom, nothing to play for.
No.
You don't want to cast aspersions, but Tony Pulis, Welsh manager.
Yeah.
It's not just that. It's like, you know.
Yeah, but he's from Newport, isn't he?
He's from Newport, isn't he?
Doesn't like the people down Swansea.
I know. I know he shouldn't do it or whatever. And, you know, every place is worth half a million, or maybe a million now for every place you finish in the Premier League. But they're not going to, I think, where West Brom? Did we say 8th? Or whatever they are. They're not going to catch Everton. So you wonder if they've been, well, I'll try and bed a few youngsters in. And give a few squaddies run out. You don't know, for the last 2 games of the season, he might do it. And see what his old team's about.
Funny how this, huh?
Yeah, but crucial win, especially with Swansea playing late. That they knew Hull had lost, so you'd expect them to be absolutely massively up for that.
Yeah, up for it. Up for it,
massive up for it. Kicking off at +5 and knowing what they've got to do. But it's another thing going out there and doing it and getting the win.
Yeah.
But we move on to Super Sunday's games. Liverpool gets Southampton. Ball draw
is an understatement there, sir.
Oh, absolutely terrible. Liverpool stay third at them for the moment. Teams chasing them though, games in hand. Southampton's 10th. Milner missed the penalty. Actually, the first penalty he's missed for 7 or 8 years.
Really?
Yeah, James Milner. Before this, Jurgen Klopp's record was identical to Brendan Rodgers.
Really?
At Liverpool. 133, drawn 18, lost 14. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
How interesting.
But they sacked Brendan Rodgers.
They sacked Brendan Rodgers.
Because they're not doing so well, but they got the same record.
Oh, did you hear his excuse?
Who?
Klopp's, no. Oh. After the game. The pitch was too dry. We tried watering it as much as we could, but it was too dry. Couldn't, some of the passes were there. Oh, come on now. All the excuses out there, that's pretty poor. Like.
Pitch was too dry.
Pitch was too dry.
It didn't look dry. It didn't look like it needed watering. It looked green. Dry pitch is bloody yellow.
Exactly. Mud. Come on now. It's an absolutely terrible excuse, isn't it? How can you use that? That's right out there. But a lot of people questioning Klopp now. I know you don't like Liverpool anyway, Al.
Can't stand the cunts.
I'm not too keen on them.
Hope they're all burning fucking hell.
That's a bit harsh, but he's gone from what, 8th last season? He took them to 3rd. He may not finish in that top 4. Obviously, we said every team's got the games in hand. But if they finish top 4, that's a massive improvement to get them to Champions League.
If they finish top 4.
Well, if they do it, that's.
If they can get into the Champions League, they're still going to qualify if they finish 4th.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if they do, that's a huge achievement. To go from 8th to into the Champions League
really,
places.
Because they're Liverpool.
No, with the players they got, it is a huge achievement.
Still.
The players they got, some of them are absolute shit.
Is Coutinho injured? Is
no, he's back now, isn't he?
But that's why they're Barcelona on him, didn't he?
Yeah. That's why they're picking up points the last few weeks. Because
yeah,
he's back.
Yeah, Coutinho, yeah.
The fact they haven't got a striker, Sturridge is fucking. I don't know. He's, I don't know, I think he's moved in now with Jack Wilshere, to be honest with you. Sharing beds.
But, yes.
there we are. And the biggest game of the weekend, you might say, Arsenal against Manchester United.
Yeah, shock.
2-0 to Arsenal, home win.
Yeah, Danny Welbeck.
And it was great, good to see him celebrate as well.
Did he celebrate?
He celebrated as well.
I fell asleep watching it, so I missed it. Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, it started the first 5-10 minutes, it was a bit of end to end. I thought, all right, this is going to be a game. No, they're both going to go for it, they both want to win. And then Man United just slowed it right down. Didn't create much. Martial was a pile of shit up front.
He is, isn't he? He's fucking terrible.
Arsenal weren't much better, to be honest with you, but they scored. Chaka Khan! Scored with a big deflected goal, though, off. What's his name? Herrera? Is it Herrera? And Danny Welbeck, cracking header, off the bar, always looks better.
Yeah.
Reminded me of one of their first, I think it was their first season in the stadium, and they played Man United, and I think it was Henry done a header similar to that in the centre, straight, too fast, too quick for the goalkeeper, hit the bar and bounced in. I think Henry was a little bit further out than Welbeck, but it just reminded me of that. And like I said, it's great to see him celebrate, because, you know, he's still got all the respect in the world for Man United. He's probably a Man United supporter,
of course,
a youngster.
Yeah.
But, you know, for an Arsenal fan as well, it's great to see a massive game like that, him scoring as well. You know, it means a lot. You know, they're players, they're football players, they're strikers. His job is to score goals. He wants to score goals. So, hats off to him. And I hope he hasn't had too much stick from all fucking United fans.
Fuck him, Danny.
Fuck him, Danny. You deserve this, Danny.
You've done well.
And a quick word about the Ox. Oxlade-Chamberlain, who's having his best season. 7 assists now in the Premier League.
Not surprised. You see who's dating.
Who's he dating, sir?
Fucking Perry from Little Mix. The blonde piece.
Oh, I don't know which one that is.
The Geordie man. The blonde piece man.
The Geordie man?
Yeah, he used to date Zayn from One Direction.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's turned, has he?
Yeah, the Ox, yeah.
Jesus, he's as bad as Rory Donnelly. Can't say it. But 7 assists.
You're first, ladies and gentlemen.
7 Premier League assists. More than his last 5 seasons combined, that is. So, because he's played more this season.
You're that woman to go home to every night.
Well, that's it. He assists on the pitch, he scores at home.
Yeah. This is a shout-out to my ex.
But he's obviously playing for a move now, the Ox. Playing for a move somewhere. To Newcastle, son, probably.
Yeah. Well, no, she lives in London, doesn't she?
Oh, does she?
She don't fucking live in Newcastle. No one made it big in Newcastle, live in Newcastle.
He'd be off to West Ham, then,
West Ham, yeah. Yeah,
well, Slaven and Levin. They were linked there last summer, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, wasn't it?
Very heavily, so. But an Arsene Wenger defeats Jose Mourinho at the 13th attempt.
Yeah, I thought it was like
13th attempt.
13th.
And will it be his final attempt? I mean, is that what he was waiting for to call it a day? He's finally done it all in the game now.
Wenger out. I tell you why he started.
Jose Mourinho.
I tell you why I started watching last week. I see lots on Twitter, but I actually went on YouTube to watch Arsenal Fan TV.
Oh, have you seen fucking that? Shit, man. Does my fucking head in. Can't fucking stand it.
I see that bloke. It's like the Tottenham supporters last week. Bombarding him and he had a police escort and all that. It's like,
I mean, it can be funny, but he always gets the most fucking idiotic people to talk to.
Yeah, I know.
On purpose, obviously, innit? But, it's ridiculous.
Then get out.
He's done it all now. We can retire, son. Yeah. He's beat Jose. That's it. He's done. He's done everything in the game now. That's what he's waiting for. That's all he was waiting for.
So in the women's match, a couple of weeks back in New York, you know, big women's match. It's like people protesting against Donald Trump and all that. And there was a sign, somebody had Wenger outside.
They're all over the world.
But
there was one, I can't remember where it was, they had it wrong and they put Wenger out. But yes, and that's all the Premier League games review we're talking about. Of course, we've got to mention tomorrow, Monday Night Football. Big one, Al, for you, Sam.
Come on, the Borough.
Chelsea against the Borough. Chelsea, if they win, 7 points clear, guaranteed the title in. Probably guaranteed it already. Borough, if they don't win, they're down, sir. I think even a draw and they're down, aren't they?
Yeah, we need all.
Got to win. Got to win at Stamford Bridge.
All these 3 points. This is all that's going to happen, son. We're going to win 3-0. Patrick Bamford's going to get an hat-trick.
Oh, against them.
The Bamford.
The gentleman Bamford.
Gentleman back. Paddy.
Yes.
He's had a bit of a hernia problem.
Is he?
But he's back now.
He's back, son.
Bamford hat-trick. You mark my words.
Heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Put a pound on it, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to win big.
Christ, I don't know about that.
Big Al Slowbomb says 3-0 to the Borough.
There we go. I don't know about pound. I'll put a pound on. Yeah, I'll share the bet with someone out there, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we'll go 50p.
50p. Fair enough, yeah. But yeah, so huge game. Huge game at the top and bottom of the league, both ends. A double-ended.
Oh, double-ended.
Double-ended. Decided. But yes, yeah, so that is, of course, full-time on our Premier League review. Thank you, Adam.
Bollocks.
The
It's foggy out there.
The boat's just pulled up. The tugboat's pulled in first. But, oh, that's what I was watching. Watched WrestleMania 17 the other night, sir.
The gimmick battle royale.
Tugboat, earthquake.
Who later went on to form natural disasters with earthquake and changed his name to Typhoon.
Typhoon.
Very good.
No, you've done that before, WrestleMania 17.
Also, a little trivia to you.
Go on, Sam.
He's also the Shockmaster in WCW.
Was he really? Oh, there we are. Facts. Look at the knowledge there, Sam. He's chuffing himself here.
Broken fell through the wall in his debut and his mask fell off.
Oh, he's chuffing himself here.
I'm chuffing myself, son. You're chuffing myself.
You are. But don't turn us off yet, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still with us. I mean, I know a lot of people turn off in the first 5 minutes, so it's up there, isn't it? Things to do.
We have a dolphin here, sir.
Have we got a dolphin?
I haven't fed him today.
Because we've still got our beer mat quiz and the guest to come, ladies and gentlemen. Special guest this week. But it's time out for the world famous. We tweeted before, though, on our Twitter at Ash and Al. It's Jesus Christ, Al. He's holding that, Stan. He's punching somewhere. Of our brand new beer mat quiz trophy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, shit gets real now, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll have to put in some water fans if it's an old...
Find the bubbles, son. Find the bubbles.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot. Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
Shit is getting real now. Obviously, we have to have the engravings. That's what it is. Have you tried engraving that? And you popped it, didn't you? Put a hole in it. That's what's happened.
That's
what
told me to
engrave
it, so I
can
buy chisel out.
That's what it is, I see now. But yes, so we did start...
Currently in my possession because I am the reigning, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
Series 4 champion, Alex Sobham there.
Two-time champion. Two-time. First time ever, sir. First two-time champion in the Ash and Al podcast history.
That is right.
Me.
Soon to be, Al.
Soon to be 3 times world champion.
No, I'm not going to say that. Soon to be this month, 1 year old we will.
Yes, we will be 1 year old, yeah.
In a week or two, I think it is.
Yeah, I think we
may well be the last week of the season.
Last season, yeah.
I think. Because in our infinite wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, we started this podcast last year on the last weekend of the season.
Yeah, you phoned me up, say, come and join me in the podcast. Oh, yeah, okay, football podcast, yeah. We'll do the Premier League.
We struggled through the summer, though, son. We got it out, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a good summer.
I mean, well...
Yeah, we did have a World Cup, didn't we? No, you know,
yeah, Euros. But, well, if you're still with us, you know, we don't really... Very little football we talk about. so it doesn't make
it's
a difference.
Bounce, isn't it? It's just bounce.
It's just fucking bounce, isn't it? You know, you ain't having a laugh. We don't mean no harm, ladies and gentlemen. But... that's it. We just get on with it. You know, we have a laugh. No,
we have a laugh, shits and giggles.
Have a knees up, innit? Boogles, yeah.
Knees up, Mother Brian.
Yeah. But we started, obviously, the new series 2 weeks ago. So we've had one question so far. Alex leads 1-0 in the beer mat quiz. So, Alex, let me get these cards out. I'll shuffle them.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on, what's he doing?
Hang on, I'll be back now.
Oh, what do I do? Do I just leave it with dead air now, or do I talk through? Oh, he's going to... It won't be long now, ladies and gentlemen.
Every week.
Here he comes.
Every week, through the door now. We try to do a mother-in-law joke.
No!
And I found my Les Dawson joke box.
What?
All right, and then...
This is the summer podcast right here, son.
This, son.
You just do 3 pages of this.
A whole chapter of mother-in-law jokes.
No!
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so we do one each.
Okay, let's have a look.
Go on, pick my chair.
My mother-in-law is so fat, when she passes her handbag from hand to hand, she throws it.
Yes! Oh, let's have a look then. When my mother-in-law smiled, it looked like a crack across a septic tank.
Keep keeping Les Dawson alive on the Ash and Hab podcast.
Yes, Les Dawson.
Best one of the best things I found. I think it was in the works. No, actually, I think it was in the pound drop.
Amazing.
In the pound drop. A pound! Like, I'm having that.
Amazing, eh, John? That's the highlight of the show, right there. Jim, I just stop now.
I've also got a tin pint.
Oh, the pan master. Amazing. That's got me now.
Chat, listen.
Amazing.
I upset the voice of the last Guy Fawkes night. I fell off the fire. Yeah, you've even got handwritten jokes.
Oh, dear. Fair those. Yeah. Well, you'll be hearing a lot more of them, ladies and gentlemen. That's a winner there. So might have to be renamed the Les Dawson BMAC quiz.
Les Dawson, yeah.
But yeah, so Alex leads 1-0. So Alex, pick a card, any card. Pick a card.
Oh, that one.
I'll have this one now. The frog jumping over the moon. Right, who's going first now?
Oh, I'll go first.
You go first. You ask me first, Al.
Okay.
You ask me first. Now, these are new, brand new cards printed, so we won't have any mix-ups. Some of them are multiple choice, some of them aren't. We mixed them up now this season, ladies and gentlemen, brand new cards. If you want to play along at home, have a pause, have a think about it. Don't Google it, because that's cheating. Don't Google it.
Don't Google it. When we're a pub quiz, son, we don't have our phones.
No.
So, where do we finish?
First, sir. We'll edit that every time. Every time.
Right. Oh, this is a good one for you, son.
Yeah.
People think this is fixed. Bobby Robson was an apprentice in which trade his way as a footballer as a teenager? Was it A, a plumber, B, an electrician, C, a plasterer, or D, a carpenter?
Carpenter. That was my first instinct.
Carpenter?
Yeah.
That was a carpenter! He was a plasterer.
Ah, no! Was he?
He was a plasterer.
Fuck's sake, I read his fucking book as well. Bastard, huh?
Unlucky, sir. Unlucky.
Got this. I was thinking carpenter. Because to me, he's like Jesus.
He is.
He's like Jesus.
I'm not going to
watch. Was Jesus a carpenter?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Or was it Joe? No, Jesus was.
Well, Joseph. And then
he taught him, did he pass
it? Yeah, he went into family trade, didn't he?
He went into family trade, sir.
But I thought he was a plasterer.
Did he, yeah?
Yeah, I did pick an electrician.
When you said it, I thought plasterer. And then, I thought, carpenter. It was my first instinct. It's my gut, son. You should never trust my gut.
Never trust it.
Right, Al. For you, Al, here we go, son. How many goals did Jamie Vardy score last season in the title winning season? Is it?
Is that just in the Premier League or all?
A Premier League. Is it 22, 23, 24, 25?
23.
Oh, 24.
I was going to go for that first row.
Should have. Instantly should have went with your guts, sir.
Popmaster.
Should have went with you. One year out.
1 year out there. Popmaster, Ken Bruce.
So, that's it. It's leveled up. One each.
No, it's not.
Huh? No, it's
not. You got yours wrong.
Back's it. It's 1-0. Still 1-0. I look like a damn fool now. Look like a damn fool.
I just seen Stevie Bruce with his scars on his face.
You got them in the kebab shop, I think. It's kind of corky, isn't it? You haven't put enough cheese on my kebab!
What's going on here, like, man? There's not enough cheese in it. And where's the yoghurt sauce, like, man? Come on, like, man. I'm not fucking having this, man. Look at my nose, like, man.
What's this, man? You haven't even put the meat in the pitta? In the pitta, man.
Hey, this pitta looks like my wife's titties, like.
You tell you what, it's a disgrace, Al. They never put the meat in the bread, no?
No, they don't.
They just put it on top.
That's
not a fucking kebab, is it?
Yeah.
It's just meat on bread.
You can get them in wraps, no?
Can
kebab, it? Yeah, kebab. They put it in like a tortilla wrap.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they fold it up and they'll give it to you. I'm like, oh, no, I want a kebab.
Oh.
Chicken leg kebab. Oh, I fucking loves a kebab.
Nice and nice, and
I like a chicken one. Obviously, I can't have the long ones. I still have a chicken one, sir. I can still have the chicken one.
You know me, son, I love cheese, I do.
You do fucking love cheese.
I'll have anything dairy.
Well, you're half cheese, isn't it?
I'm
50%
cheese. I'm 50%
cheese,
50% milk.
Yeah.
So, you know, 100% dairy.
Yeah, 100% dairy.
When I added that. Look at the others for a start.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'll always have cheese on my kebab, sir. Always. I'll have cheese on anything, I will, sir. That's all they have on it, cheese. I don't have salad. I don't mix mess.
You don't have coleslaw?
I don't have coleslaw,
now,
no.
You finish your story, I'm going to tell you another thing you can have on. I found this out. Me. On the WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, yeah. I went to London Town. Watching them play...
Belarus.
I think it was Poland.
Poland.
In the last World Cup qualifier. We qualified.
Never invites me, ladies and gentlemen. Never invites me.
No, never invites you. Anyway, got the train back to your hotel. Thought, oh, I'll have a kebab, innit? A little kebab shop on the corner. Open all hours, isn't
it? Well, for a
microcycle. He was there. Said, do you want a fucking hell, he broke his hand in, if I can tell. But anyway, then going through it. First of all, it was, I think my brother wanted coleslaw. Right, you want coleslaw?
Yeah.
Don't know coleslaw, mate. Says you what? Cabbage.
What?
Cabbage. He said, do you want cabbage on it?
Coleslaw or kebab?
Yeah, he said, do you want cabbage on it? He said, you've got, cabbage or red cabbage. What do you want on it? Oh, so it comes to me, I said, I have some cheese on it. He says, you what? Fucking cheese on it, mate. Don't put cheese on it. Don't have cheese. Says you what? Don't have cheese, mate. London, this is son. Cosmopolitan city, no cheese.
No, I've been into a kebab shop in London where the last time I went to the Camden, and I will go there again because they do falafels.
Oh, nice.
All right, and they have cheese and chips. So if they got cheese and chips on the menu, why can't they put cheese on your kebab?
Exactly. So now, anyway, it's devastated.
Now you won't get this in London, sir, because they don't do sauce. All right. Curry sauce on kebab.
Mm.
Curry sauce. I shit thee, nay, son. Fucking beautiful.
I'm not a curry man, son.
Well, I'm gravy then.
Fucking gravy. Oh, don't start me on gravy.
I don't need gravy.
Yeah. I had my Sunday dinner dry. I go in dry every Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it.
No lubricant for you, son.
Dirty bastards, Al. Now, listen, I've accepted it, right? The rest of the family has gravy, right? The missus loves gravy, right?
She baths in it.
But what I don't understand, Al, is someone having fried chicken from KFC and having gravy with it.
Yeah.
How? How could you do that with fried chicken and chips?
Do you know what I had gravy for my dinner today?
The gravy on chicken. Dirty bastard.
I went down to see my mum and dad. Right? They said, oh, we got some KFC in the freezer. Do you want it, boy? I was like, well, it's Sunday, innit?
Sunday.
It's my cheat day. Go on then, mum, I'll take it home with me. Cook it, don't I?
Yeah.
Make my own special American style southern gravy. And that's what I had. With a bit of dark coleslaw.
Dirty fucker.
Yeah, it's nice.
No. Well, it's different, you've made chicken. It, I don't know what the gravy tastes like, so I won't taste it.
Oh, it's nice actually, it's not too bad. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Well, I've been, son.
Don't have a fucking coleslaw, though, because that's fucking fab.
I'll have the beans.
Oh yeah,
no, I don't.
I don't pour it all over. So I'm just a little. I make it thick, my gravy. I like it thick.
Oh yeah.
So I pour it a bit. Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
Oh.
It's a nice touch, is it?
Oh, beautiful.
It's a right touch.
It's a right touch.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the finale of the show now. Very special guest, of course, on the eve of Monday Night Football, Chelsea against the Borough, the Battle of the Lions, of course, and Chelsea. With a win, could almost guarantee the title. So, from the Chelsea Football Club, it's only their mascot. It is Stamford the Cowardly Lion.
Hello, Stamford. Oh, it's good to be back, boy.
How are you doing?
It's good to be back.
It's nice to see you. Series 5. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. We're going to win the league.
Yes, you could do. You've got to beat the you against the Lions.
The Lions versus Lion. Ooh. It's going to be the better of Donnybrook. It's got a hell of a fire.
What happens if it kicks off?
I'm going to hide.
You're going to hide, Stamford.
I'm going to hide behind Antonio Carney.
He's a hard man, isn't he?
He's double hard bastard.
He is indeed. So what have you been up to?
Well, nothing.
Nothing, just the games, match days.
I get a palm bell every week. Yeah. Get my head down my nail thumb.
Have you been clawed? Have you been declawed?
Come for that.
Yeah, you're a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a wimp. I'm cowards.
but I've just been at the games. Home, not away.
No, we know you don't travel
away. I don't travel. No. I'm afraid to travel.
Yeah.
I don't like motorways.
Fair enough, they're dangerous places.
They are. Not a place for a lion.
It's not. Anyway, yeah, sorry, it's looking like a pig, eh?
You sound like a pig. You look like one as well. It's a joke.
So like snap, but I won't kick off, sir. But obviously, season coming. Obviously, we said Chelsea gotta win the league. Gotta win the league. But what happens? What happens to you, Stanford, when the season's over? What do they do? What do they do with you?
Well, I go on tour with the British Lions.
You go on tour with the British Lions.
I'm down in New Zealand.
Of course you do. You're there to play out. Are you?
But I'm afraid of flying. Oh. I'm like Baby Rockers or Dennis Bergkamp. They got to tease me. They can pull me out.
You mad Murdoch.
They get milk and they say, drink that, coward. I'm like, don't call me coward. So I drink the milk and I go down like BA. And I wake up, I'll be in New Zealand. Eating kiwi fruit.
It's not too bad then, is it?
Not too bad.
Miss the flight.
It's not more ways.
No, you miss them, you go straight over them, Stanford. What could they say? Absolutely pleasure to have you back.
Oh, maybe I'll phone you from New Zealand, boys.
That'd be amazing. Phone us in, tell us how the tour's going.
Well, you know, it's a long tour. Starting soon, boys. It's starting for soon.
Are you alright on the phones? You okay? You use the phones?
Well, speakers, boys. Speaker phone. I can't hold a phone.
Can't hold up with that speaker. There we are. Well,
I get Alan Wynne Jones the phone for me.
There we are. Fantastic. Oh. That sounds like a good idea. Fantastic to see you again, Stanford.
It's great to be back.
Pleasure.
It's great to be back.
And enjoy tomorrow night, I'm sure you will.
We're going to win the league, boys.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you, Stanford. The Cowardly Lion, ladies and gentlemen. See you later.
Thank you, boys.
Amazing to have him in again.
God, New Zealand, he's going.
He gets up after
the Lions tour.
God, common sense, I suppose, really, isn't it?
Yeah, if you think of it.
They're going to want lines out there, aren't they? You know what I mean? Well, have you seen the little Sky Sports? On the side, isn't it? Sky Sports News now on the side, they advertise, isn't it? The Lions coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it? On one side, you got a lion, you know, roaring. Yeah. A still of him, obviously. Stanford. And on the other side, Stanford.
Yeah.
And on the other side, you've got, you know, a Kiwi rugby player, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's supposed to be scary and whatever, like he's roaring, but he's, you know, doing the hack out, sticking his hang on. He just looks silly.
Does he look like he's about to have a mouthful of jizz?
Yes.
Basically, that's what
he's in the golden shower, son.
Yeah. Stick your tongue out, love.
But he looks ridiculous. He looks comical. You know what I mean? When you got a massive lion one side, and he's like that on the other side. It's like, you know, there's plenty of other moments in the haka when they look fucking a bit scary, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And fucking batshit crazy. Like, surely you use one of them stills.
Remember our friend, I forgot his fucking name, bro. Smithy. Elton John. Remember he did the hacker for us?
Yeah.
It just looked stupid with his wink.
He loved it. I was more impressed with his Tina Turner, son.
Oh, yeah. Not as good as my Tina.
It's not as good as your Tina, son. Not as good as your Tina. You got smoother legs, see? That's the
thing. I got beautiful legs. They're a bit spotty at the moment.
Beautiful legs, sir.
I always break out spots in the summer, but the staring legs, look at them, look at the muscles in that, sir.
Sweat spots, innit? Sweat spots, sir.
Look at that.
Too hot, innit?
Look at that, sir.
Lovely.
Gym legs, eh, sir?
Lovely. But there we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end of another show. Fun-filled show.
Episode 3.
Come to a conclusion.
And
obviously tune in next week. Why not?
Tune in.
What have you got to lose? Isn't it? Nothing. So
line of duty's finished now. So might as well do something on a Sunday.
It's fuck all on then, is it?
Fuck all on.
Big heads with all, ladies and gentlemen. We recommend that because we watched that before we started recording. It's pretty fucking funny.
Delayed the recording because we were fucking pissing ourselves.
Yeah. So I'll be going on to watch that and catch up.
Aye. I'll just be watching porn masturbating.
Each of their own, fair enough, son. You'll be watching Big Ed's masturbating, don't like it.
Yeah.
Jerry Bolton. Yeah, well,
that's the point.
Yes, Big Ed's. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week.
Big Ed.
Tune in next week. Obviously, don't forget to check out the website v2football.com. Get on artoffootball.com and have a 10% discount with the promo code Arsenal. And in the meantime, we'll see you next week.
And be lucky.